say I was his apprentice. He'd been waiting for that opportunity for such a long time. But can I just say that before I start the message, I want to thank Jim for inviting me to join the Good News for Everyone team. And if you want to get involved with it, it's such a worthwhile. You don't have to spend hours and hours being involved. You just have to carry a little book with you that you can give to people and talk. So get in touch with the Bedfordshire branch, and they will enable you to be involved with the gospel, which is, after all, our calling. Amen?
Amen.
This morning I want to talk about kingdom realities. You know, over 30 odd years or more being in the ministry, I've noticed over the years that many, many Christians live a sort of defeated life. And because they've not taken on board the realities of the kingdom. We all know that when we get saved, we have Jesus within us, don't we? And that's roughly where it stays. But the reality is that if we realise what we have in Jesus, then there's a whole new set of realities that come into play. The kingdom realities, they're there that start to show us a new way in Christ. They're there to shape our walk with Him. They're there to be an encouragement to us. You see, if we realise the kingdom, what the kingdom is, and what the kingdom is within us, it will shape our walk in a different, totally different way. And so this morning I want to encourage us all to realise what the kingdom realities are, because they're immense. And this morning I'm sure if you take on board the word of God this morning on the realities of the kingdom, I guarantee you by the Holy Spirit will change our walk, change our thinking, change our dimension in Christ. I guarantee it, because it's something I've experienced over the years. And so if it's happened to me, it can happen to you. Amen. You see, the things that shape our lives are the things that we're brought up with. You know, we can be shaped, our lives can be shaped by our background, the schools that we went to, our type of parents. They shape us. And in that process, even Satan has shaped some of our lives in the way that we live. We get people who, Jim was saying, was an alcoholic. I can tell you, I have been in prison when I was in the army. I joined the army at 15, and I didn't like what the NCO said to me, so I hit him, and I got 7 days in prison for that. And the word of God, and God can change life. You know, I could go on and just say just how easy life would be in Christ, but it's not. And we need Christ in our lives to be able to shape us in the way that we can be His disciples. Our characters are shaped by the way that we are brought up, as I said. Our characters are shaped up by our jobs, the materials that we read, the things that we get involved with. And so this morning, if we realise what the kingdom of God is within us and what that really brings, it will shape our Christian walk in a new way. Paul's prayer concerning our perspective, Ephesians 1:15-19. Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what it is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is exceedingly greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the power and the working of the mighty power of God. Notice in that verse of scripture, there are things there that say within us. Now we have the kingdom of God within us. Jesus is within us. If we have Jesus within us, we're led by the Holy Spirit, we have the kingdom of God within us, that means whatever is in the kingdom is ours. Whatever the kingdom of God is ours. That means we have authority over Satan, we have authority over illnesses, we have authority over everything that comes along our way, because we are in the kingdom, we have the kingdom within us. You see, it's not only the kingdom of God that rule authority over any dominion, sphere or influence. It is not only his rule over the future kingdom, but includes his rule in all of history, as well as the present time we're in. So in other words, with the kingdom of God within us, we have the ability to be able to walk the way that he wants us to walk. We have the ability to walk in the truth of what he wants us to walk. We have the ability to be able to just go along and say, I know Jesus lives. But not only that, we have the authority and the power, because we have the Jesus within us. The kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God. And I want you to, you know, if you underline your Bibles or mark your Bibles, it would be a great Bible study just for you to take on board what the kingdom of God really is. Because once you get that into your DNA, then suddenly things change. How many of us want to be powerful Christians? How many of us want to live in authority in Christ in all situations? I believe we all do, don't we? In Luke 17:20-21, now when he asked the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is where?
Within you.
The kingdom of God is within you. And that, a few weeks ago when I was in church, I read that portion of scripture and I thought, wow, it suddenly dawned on me what really a Christian is all about. Because the kingdom of God is within us. So because of that, you know, we don't say, well, maybe he's there, maybe he's over there, but we know that he's within us. The kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God is within us. And when we have that, then God must rule in your life for the kingdom of God to have effect. Many of us, and I've been there, and you know that I've argued with God, and I've stamped my feet at God, and I've raised my fist at God, and I've you know, all of the things when I get frustrated, and all the, you know, that we, I don't know if you do, but you've done that, but certainly I've done it over the years, one way or another. But I've realised that when you come to a place where you let God rule, things change. Suddenly there is a peace. Suddenly there is a way forward. We just have to let the kingdom of God work within us. The kingdom realities. Both Jesus and John the Baptist came preaching the kingdom of God is at hand. Matthew 3, 1 to 2. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In Mark 1, 14 to 15. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus was saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, when Jesus was walking the earth, there wasn't salvation for those that believed until he was on the cross. When he gave his all for us. He was saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. But as soon as he was nailed to the tree for our sins, for every one of us, the gospel was being fulfilled. The kingdom of God was being fulfilled. In John announces the kingdom of the kingdom. Jesus inaugurates it. In other words, Jesus is the one that fulfills it. So John the Baptist was saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. And Jesus says, I am the kingdom of God. Jesus, during his ministry, John prepares the way. In verse 3:3, he's preparing the way. Jesus is the way. His deeds and very works of the kingdom. Jesus didn't come to save people. He did come to save people. Jesus didn't come to heal people. He came to save people. He came to heal the broken heart. And when we allow the broken heart of Jesus to come in to heal the broken heart, that means the kingdom of God is working within us because he's bringing his healing. The redemptive blessing of God's reign is now available through Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:13, for he has rescued us from the one who rules in the kingdom of darkness, and he has brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Many people today are suffering because they're walking in the kingdom of darkness. As Christians, we have something very, very special, something that's very, very dear. We have the kingdom of God within us. And so it's the change that comes. When we see that Jesus is up here, we're down here, how can the kingdom of God, how can we reach the kingdom of God? We can't get up there. What Jesus does is come down to us. And when he comes down to our level, it doesn't matter what level it is, he'll always come down to that level to reach in and take us away from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. See, prior salvation, we're under the power and tyranny of evil and sin. Satan ruled our lives. Now, you might think, well, that's a bit strong, Satan ruling our lives. But he does. Because how in our society we're suddenly accepting homosexuality as the norm. We're accepting all the things that we know that are wrong as a norm. Because the rule of sin is ruling the lives. Satan has led us away from, to a new homeland, the power of darkness, the kingdom where his beloved son rules. Well, I could go down another road about the demons and all the rest of it of Satan, but I'm not going to go there. God has defeated the power of darkness and Satan, and has led us away into a new homeland. A new homeland, the kingdom where his beloved son rules. I just love the fact that Jesus rules my life. And I want to challenge you this morning, does Jesus rule your life in the way that with the kingdom of God within you? It's a place, this new homeland is a place of freedom. It's a place of an experience of living in a peaceful existence. No matter what we go through, if we have allowed the kingdom of God within us, we live in a peace. There's a peace within us that never ever moves. We always have that peace constantly flowing through us. When the Americans first encountered the Native Indians, they quickly realized they were different in many ways. Well, you know, you can imagine the Pilgrim Fathers going over there and meeting a Red Indian. And they were doing things in a different way. They realized there was a difference. And this morning we have to realize there is a difference in the culture of living as a Christian or living as a Christian with the kingdom of God within us. There's a difference. And the culture of living as a Christian, yes, we have Christ with us and we accept that and we know what he's done for us, but we're living in a semi-walk. You know, it's almost his second best. And many Christians are quite content to live in the second best. But I don't know about you, but I want his best. Always want his best. And when we have Christ within us, the kingdom of God, when we take on board the realization that we have the kingdom of God within us and what the kingdom represents, it changes us completely. Therefore, God now desires our lives to be shaped by his kingdom values. We should ask ourselves, what kind of things have shaped our life and character? Now, you can look back and say, well, I was from a dysfunctional family, which it was. I was, you know, the army shaped my life in many ways, and so on and so on. So you can ask yourself, what has shaped your character? What has made the person that we are? Now, what is shaping our character as a Christian? What is shaping our walk as a Christian? Not what we were, but what we are, and where are we going? What do we identify with the most? Is it our job, position in life, money, hobbies, interests, knowledge, activities? What we are good at in church life? Are we musical singers, deacons, elders, or whatever? You know, they're just titles. They're just titles. What is the center of your life, or what is your life centered on? You see, we can be in a position where we can center on the job. We can center on our activities. But when the kingdom of God, when we realize the kingdom of God was in us, and what that kingdom represents and what we have in the kingdom, we then, it changes us from centering on what was or what we're doing to who is the most important. We do a complete U-turn as Christians. It's important to understand that we are born into the kingdom and then added to the church. I want you to just mull that over a little bit. It's important to understand that we are born into the kingdom and then added to the church. Not added to the church and into the kingdom. The kingdom culture must come first. In Colossians 2:7-8, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. And the good news is that I'll finish it soon. So you don't have to go to sleep just yet. Or you can wake up just now anyway. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And guess what? All these things will be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And when we're living in that kingdom mentality, when we're living in that kingdom authority, we can't help but seek his righteousness. Isaiah 9:6-7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and of his kingdom, to order it with judgment and justice. For that time forward, even forever, the zeal of God of hosts will perform this. You see, that's a portion of scripture we tend to read at Christmas. But digest it a little bit further. And it says the government will rest upon his shoulders. We're told to pray for our governments. It says the government and his peace, there will be no end. When we lose our peace, it means that we're allowing the enemy to influence us when we lose our peace. If we're seeking his righteousness, our peace will reside with us all the time. Because we have now become full of the Holy Spirit, God is at work in our lives, revealing new things to us all the time. Is God revealing to you something new? Or are we in our rut? Or are we just going along the daily norm? This is what I've always done. This is where I'm going. I'll stay in your rut. I'm comfortable. Do you know, I love to make people uncomfortable. In the right way. By stretching them. You know, you can do this because all things are possible in him who love him. You know, people say, well, I can't go on the doors. Well, you can. If you have the kingdom within you, you can do all things. You see, we tend to limit ourselves in what God can do through us. We limit God. And yet, we know there's a God with no limits. And yet, we're the ones that limit it. As the revelation of the kingdom continues to increase in our lives, the motivation to continually be transformed into his image is there. You see, the more we allow the kingdom to rule in our lives, the more we want to become more like him. A person who is not kingdom minded soon gets stuck in the rut, and this is what I'm talking about. And you know, we come to church, this is what we've always done, this is how I've always walked, this is my routine, and you see, we don't see victory that way. We see victory allowing the kingdom to rule through us, because we have God within us. And I don't know if it's dawned on you yet, but God being within us is a mighty, mighty thing. Because I've always said that yes, I've accepted Christ into my life. But take it further than that. Instead of staying at the cross, go beyond the cross and accept Christ. Not only as your Saviour, but in the fact that he is the kingdom. And there's a verse of scripture that says, I read it earlier on in Ephesians. Where am I? And it talks about, right. Understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. I'll read that out again because it's very important. Understanding, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. You see, we have Christ in us. We have the richness of his glory within us. We have Christ within us in such a way that his inheritance he's given us. We have his glory within us. And because we have his glory within us, that gives us the ability to conquer anything. And I mean, we have the ability through to conquer anything. If you've got the faith of the mustard seed, you can remove mountains. Whatever the problem is, the faith of God this morning within our lives can remove that mountain, that problem, that financial situation you're going through. Whatever it is, because we have the kingdom of God within us. So this morning, church, just remember, yes, we have Christ with us, but we have more than that. We have the inheritance that's given to the Jewish nation. We have the kingdom of God within us, and because we have that kingdom within us, we have the glory of God within us. Now, if you can take that on board, the glory of God within us, your life and my life will be changed immensely with the realization of the glory of God within us. We don't have to live as defeated Christians. We don't have to live in a culture of being in a rut. We have the ability to move far beyond the cross this morning. If this morning you feel that you maybe been lacking in your Christian walk, if you feel that you haven't realized the kingdom of God within us and the authority and the power that gives us, it'll only take one moment of prayer to say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my walk today. Lord Jesus, I want you to show me your kingdom, your glory that's within me. And I guarantee by the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit, if that is a sincere prayer, you will start feeling different within your walk. you will become a dynamic Christian instead of a normal Christian, whatever a normal Christian is this morning. I just want to finish with this. Kingdom people are more than destiny minded. Kingdom people become much more destiny minded than those who are not. You see, kingdom people are more destiny minded. In other words, I know where I'm going. I know what I'm going to do. I know that I'm going to talk to so-and-so. I'm going to be led by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be led in a way that brings glory to Him. The one thing that I always pray, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. Because when we pray, Lord, be glorified, He is the one that we're honoring. It's not me. It's not you. It's Him. He's the most important. So let the glory of God shine within. And then the glory of God shines out. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Father, I pray for your word this morning that it's a word of encouragement, a word of challenge, a word that will change our lives. Lord, I pray this morning that as we realize what we have in your kingdom, what we are in your kingdom, we're your children, not only your children, but we're your bride. Not only are we a bride, we are a people of the kingdom. So Lord, I just pray this morning that each one of us will dwell on the word. Each one of us will take on the rich inheritance that we have in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Amen.